Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 8th day of Tevis, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Yevamos, Perek Tesvav, Mishnah Base. We talked in the previous Mishnah about under what circumstance will we believe a woman to say her husband died. But now, our Mishnah is going to turn to opinions of Beis Hillel, who seems to be much stricter than what we've learnt until now. Beis Hillel Omrim, Lo Shamanu, we never heard this halacha that a woman is believed to say her husband died and allowing her to get married, Ella Bevor Minakotze, if she came from the harvest and she says, Oi, my husband was bitten by a snake, Uva Oysa Medina, and it was in that locality where Beistin could investigate further. Uchamaisa Shahoya, and indeed, this was in accordance with what actually happened. What happened? There was a story where 10 people went to harvest wheat and the snake bit one of them and he died. And the wife came, told Beis Din. Beis Din sent and investigated and they found that it was true. And at that moment they said, from then on they said, a woman who comes along and says, my husband died, she can get married. Or she says, my husband died and the husband never had children, she can have Yibum. But the Chachamim only permitted such a circumstance where it's something that you could investigate. It's in that locale. And therefore, they were not worried that maybe the woman is fabricating it. But in a woman who's coming from overseas, based in, are not in a position to investigate it so well. So therefore, we won't believe her. This is the opinion of was the opinion of Beis Hillel initially. Omer lehen Beis Shammai responded to Beis Hillel and said, no. Whether a woman's coming from the grain harvest, whether she's coming from the olive harvest, or if she's coming from the grape harvest, and it's all in the locality, in the local area where the Beis Din are, or whether she's coming from overseas or from another country, which is quite far from where Beis Din is, where maybe not so easy for Beis Din to investigate. In all these cases, we trust her and we believe her. Aye, why did the Chachamim use the expression, or why did they say talk about the case of the harvest? The Chachamim only mentioned that case because that's the case, that's what happened then. That was happened, but the same thing applies to other circumstances. In fact, the Gemara brings a brisa that Beis Shammai responded to Beis Hillel further and said, what, and you're going to tell us only a wheat harvest? What about a barley harvest? What about only a harvest of grain? And you're going to tell me that a grape harvest, it won't be the same, or olive harvest not the same? Norvos, what must you say, said Beis Shammai. The story happened in the Kotzer. The story happened to be by the wheat harvest, but we stretch it and to say that we apply it to all cases. In the same way, we are telling you, says Beis Shammai, that it applies whether it's in that locality, in that region, or whether it's from overseas or from another country. Well, so the Mishnah finishes off by saying, Chozru Beis Hillel Lahoras Ka Beis Shammai. In the end, Beis Hillel backed down and they agreed to the opinion of Beis Shammai and they ruled more leniently that even if she's coming from overseas and she says, my husband died, we will believe her and we will allow her to get married. Mishnah Gimel. And here we find another case where Beis Hillel were stricter initially, but afterwards they caved in or they backed down and agreed to Beis Shammai. We're going to talk here about the woman who's believed to say her husband died and therefore she can get married. Does she also come and get the ksuba? Once you permit her to get married, well, you have to permit her to be able to get the ksuba, the money of the ksuba. Yes, we let her get married, but below sitol ksubasa. We do not allow her to get a ksuba, because that's a money matter. As far as money is concerned, she's not believed until she brings aidim. Omrlan Beis Shammai responded to Beis Hillel and said, Hitartem erva chamura. You, Paskin, you agree that Erva Chamura, that such a severe isur, a prohibition of marrying an Eshes Ish, we're not concerned about that. We trust her. And it's a deadly avera. That's mamash, very, very serious. And you permit her to marry, which means that you're already prepared to say that's okay in that respect. Loitatiru as a mom in a kal, and you're not going to believe her to collecting money for ksuba, which is a monetary issue and a much, much less strict than an eshashish, God forbid, if she's an eshashish still. Omer lahen beis hil said to beis shamai, motzinu she'en ha'achim nechnosim la'nachla al-pia. I'll show you, there's a precedent for it. There's a precedent that we can be more strict when it comes to money matters. Why? Because when it comes to a case and the brothers coming in and they want to be Yorish, they want to take the possessions of her husband on the basis of a testimony that she said he's dead. And what is the halacha? The halacha is that they cannot be zoicha. We will not give them access to the properties of the husband until there's a formal witnesses for this, which means that the chachamim only believed her as far as marriage. They're tekanas agunos. They didn't want a woman to be left in limbo and chained. But as far as money's concerned, you need two edim for that. Shanamar, because it says, al pishna edim, yokum dover. It says you need two edim to establish something. And therefore, she should get married, yes, but she won't get a ksuba. Amal and Beshame said to them, v'haloi mi sefer ksubasa nilmaid. Let's look at the text of the ksuba itself. The text of the ksuba, it says, Shehu kosev la, what does he write? The husband writes in the ksuba, She'im tinosi la'achir, if you get married to another person, titli mashe kosev lichi, you will get what's written for you in that ksuba. That's the words of the ksuba. And since she's permitted to get married to someone else, well, she's immediately zoicha, she's immediately earns the privilege to get the money of the ksuba. And here again, says the Mishnah, the Chazru Beis Hillel Laheres Kedivrei Beis Shammai. That Beis Hillel came, went back, and they backtracked, and they agreed to rule like Beis Shammai, that even though brothers cannot go into the Nachal, or they can't go into the possession of, and take the properties of a husband based on the witnesses, but they do allow her to get married. And since they allow her to get married, they also allow her to collect a ksuba, as indeed it says in the text of the ksuba.